The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf is being studied La'inun Nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenechinu began Eden Amen Rufuah Shilema Miki Ben Jamie. In that if an alo for the nefesh for the goof for a turker about the bovichen yirason kanomar amen. We begin today's daf nun alef amud bet, starting from the Mishnah. Avodat kochavim shehaya la gina, avodah zara, had in front of it a garden or milhats or a bathhouse, and they would collect an entry fee for these items over there to use them. And the profits used to go to the Avodah Zarah. So the item itself was not Avodah Zarah. The garden was not Avodah Zarah. It was a revenue that they used to go and they give the money to the priest. So it says, Nehenin mehem shelo betova. You could benefit. You can go to the bathhouse, shelo betova. So long as you don't pay. Because otherwise, if you're going to pay, they're going to give the money to the priest. Therefore, you're benefiting Avodah Zarah. So you can go for free, basically. Ve'en nehenim behem betova. But betova, meaning with benefit, it's a suit to use. Because they're going to use the Avodah Zarah, they're going to give it to the Avodah Zarah. Haya shela v'shela chenim. But let's say the bathhouse was partners. Part belonging to the Avodah Zarah, part belonging to a regular ownership. Nehenim behem, you can benefit from the bathhouse. Behem betova, or behem shelo betova. So in this case, you could benefit ben betova, whether you're paying or whether you're not paying. We'll see what that means. That's she. Okay, we have to wait for the Gemara to explain what that means. But basically, it means you can benefit from it, because bottom line, not all the money is going to the Avodah Zarah, because there's partnership on it. Last case, Avodat Kochavim Shel Oved Kochavim. Okay, you have an Avodah Zarah that belongs to a goy. Asura Miyad. It's asur immediately, even before he worshipped it. Once he owns it, he makes it, it's asur. The Israel in asurim ad shetaved. But if it belongs to a Jew, so it's not asur until the Jew actually worships it. So there's a difference between Avodah Zarah of Goyim and Avodah Zarah of Israel. We'll see the logic for that. Right, we'll see. There's going to be a logic that says the exact opposite. So Abaye taught betobah. Said in the Mishnah, you can't go to the bathhouse of this Avodah Zarah betova. What does it mean betova? So Abayi explained, betovat kumarim, kumarim meaning giving money to the priests. Shelo betova, but you have to go shelo betova. What does shelo betova mean? Shelo betovat kumarim. Right, well, you know, you're not giving money to the kumarim, to the priests. So where are you giving the money to? Leapuke tovat ovdeha deshari. Well, you're giving it to the worshippers. Let's say you have some people that worship Avodah Zarah that are collecting money for this bathhouse. You can pay them. But you can't give the money that's going to go to the kumarim. So betoba means to give the kumarim money. Shelo betoba means you can't give the kumarim money, but you can give the workers over there that serve Avodah Zarah. If you give them some money for the bathhouse, it's okay. Ika now. Abaye's statement. Ika de matnila asefa. Some learn Abaye's statement on the second case of the Mishnah where they were partners. Haya shela v'shel achirim. The case where there were partners, the bathhouse was, there was a partnership between the Avodah Zarah and others. Nehenim mem betova v'shelo betova. Amar Abaye, betova betovat achirim. This is what Abaye meant. Meaning when you can go in a partnership, betova means you can give the money to others. Shelo betova, shelo betovat kumarim. You can give it to others, but you can't give it to the priests. So again, we have two ways of learning Abaye's statement. Either it's on the Resha or it's on the Sefa. The Resha is a regular case of a bathhouse in front of an Avodah Zarah. So the Mishnah said what? Nehenin Shelo Betova. You can go Shelo Betova. What does Abaye say Shelo Betova means? Shelo Betova Tkumarim. You can't give the money to the priest, you can give it to the other people over there that are sitting and worshipping it. According to the second version, no. Abaye made his statement on the second part of the Mishnah. That even when there's a partnership between the bathhouse, so sneinim betova, betova means you're able to give the money betova betovat achirim, others besides the priest. V'shelo betova neinim amar betova betovat achirim, shelo betova And when it says Shiloh, it means you can't give it to the priest. So it's the same thing. You can give it to others and not the priest, and you can't give it to the priest. So Yomara says, Man de matni asefa, if you're learning a bayah statement on the sefa, that when there's a partnership, you're still limited. You can only give the money to the you can't give the money to the priest. Kol sheken aresha, or the moso to the nesha, or the moso to the nesha, where mamash the avodah zara owns the whole bathhouse. Uman demat the aresha, but according to the opinion that learns a bigger statement on the first case, aval sefa kevan the ika acherim bahada afilu betovat kumarim nameshapir dame. But if you learn a bigger statement on the first case, you can't give money to the priest. But in the second case, you can give money even to the priests. Why? Because since there's a partnership over there, and you're not getting too much of a profit anyway, so therefore it's mutar. So it's a big kula. Nashi, look at Nashi in the Gemara. Ovdeha, ovdei kuchemim ha'ovdim otah. Lo echpat lani yavin lanehu. We don't care if you give the guys that are, not the priests, you're giving the guys that are worshiping the Avodah Zarah, we don't care if you give them some money. Schar tovat hana apurta. Kol shekena lesha. Tekevan de kula davan de kuchemim asu latet schar. Good. So according to Rashi, Rashi writes that you can give ovdeha, the ovde kuchemim, you can give them a little price. Rashi threw in there. Iyabina lehu shar tovat hana purta. Rashi threw in the word purta. That one, you can't give them a lot. It seems right. You can't pay them full price. It sounds like you can give the Ovdim a partial payment. Why would she say partial payment? The whole point of the Mishnah was, if you have a bit of merchas that belongs to the Avodah Zarah, so don't pay the Kumarim, because we don't want the money to go to Kumarim, but you can pay Ovdeha. And she says, what does Ovdeha mean? Ovdeha mean purta, give them a little. Why give them a little? The Mishnah doesn't say a little. Ovdeha means give them, pay them the regular price. So the Mefashi was saying that she was saying this for the Sefa. So according to the Shita that says in the Sef that Abaye made his statement only in the on the end state where there was a partnership, that what? That in the partnership, no, Abaye made his statement, Dafkan Deresha. That when can you give the money to the Kumarim, Davka, when the Beit HaMikdash belongs to the Goyim, then we don't want you to give it to the priest. But if the Avodah, if there's a partnership in the Beit House, then you can even give it to the Kumarim. Then you can even give it to the priest. That's what she said, you have a purta, not a full price. We don't want you to benefit the Kumarim, completely. And I give them a partial payment. So that's the two shitot over here. Avodat kuchavim shir ovet kuchavim asura miyad. We said, the avodat zarav a goy is asur immediately. Matnitin mani, who's the author of the Mishnah of Yakivahi? Netanya, abed te'abedun et kol ha-mekomot asher avdu sham ha-goyim. It says you have to destroy all the places that the goyim worshipped. So what is this pasuk referring to? So Gemara says, "Bekelim shenishtameshu bahem la'avodat kochavim mekatum medaber." This pasuk is referring to the vessels that we used for avodat kochavim. Bekelim, not vessels. Vessels that they made for avodat zara. Yachol asaum velo gamrum. Maybe these items are going to be asur just after you made them, before you actually finished them. Or gamrum velo, or you finished them, you didn't bring them net to the Beit Avodah Zarah, or heviyum, or you brought them to the Beit Avodah Zarah velo nishtam shubahem yachol yu asurim. Are they going to be asur before you actually worship them? Tamud omar asher avdu sham haguim avdu. They actually have to worship them. She'en asurim ad she'avdu mikan amru avodat kochavim shoved kochavim en asura ad she'te'aved. That's not like our Mishnah. That this Shita says that the Avodah Zarah of the Goyim is not Asur until they actually worship it. V'shei Yisrael, Asur HaMiyad. And Yisrael's Avodah Zarah is Asur immediately after he makes it. Tevrei Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Chiluf HaDevarim. Rabbi Akiva is the author of Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva says the opposite. Avodah Tukhavim Shir Obed Kuchim Asur HaMiyad. If it's Avodah Zarah of the Goyim, it's Asur immediately. V'shei Yisrael, now the rest of the Gemara is going to explain this machloket. Amar Mor bekelim shetishtamshu behem lavodat kochavim mekatum medaber. This pasuk that Rabbi Ishmael brought It says Asher Avdu Shama Goyim. Abet Abedun Kol Mekomot Asher Avdu Shama Goyim. So what are we talking about? What's the context of the pasuk? The context is kelim. Vessels that are used for avodah zarah. But it doesn't say. You know that's Shusha. Kelim that you're using for avodah zarah. They're making them for avodah zarah. But the Gemara's question is, it doesn't say kelim. It says Abet Abedun Kol Mekomot. It sounds like it's referring to a place. The Gemara says Ha Mekomot Ketiv. We know that places don't become avodah zarah. Why do we know that? The Lomit said, "Elohehem al heharim, veloheharim elohehem." The things on the mountains become God, but not the mountains themselves. So therefore, if it cannot be talking about places. Tenau inyan lekirim. So therefore, must be talking about the vessels. Mikan amnu. And what do we learn from over here? Avodat kuchavim shlovet kuchim en asura elahad shete'abed. Right, because the pasuk says, "Abed tamir kolam kol asher avdu shamaguyim." So you see, it's not asur only until you actually worship it. V'shay Yisrael miyad. The Gemara says, "Ve'ab kelim okim nala." Correct, which means, what are you talking about? We just established the pasuk is talking about kelim for the avodah zarah, which means, how can you learn from over here? That what? That Avodah Zarah itself is not, like you said, that Avodah Zarah itself is not asur only until you worship it. You told me, it's not about the places of Avodah Zarah. It's talking about the Kelim of the Avodah Zarah. How could you learn from Kelim of the Avodah Zarah to Avodah Zarah itself? So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Kera Asher Atim Yurshim Otam Et Elohehem. It refers in the same Pasuk, Et Elohehem. It's talking about the actual God itself. So in one pasuk refers to the kelim of the Avodah Zarah and the Avodah Zarah itself. Oh, what's the juxtaposition between the kelim and et Elohim, their gods themselves? Makish Elohim, the kelim. We make a hikish between their gods and their kelim. Ma kelim. Achi avdu. Because clearly it says, kelim, it says, abetul kelim kudashir avdu sham. So just like the vessels that are using for the Avodah Zarah, it's not only until you actually serve them. Afilohem nami achi avdu. So to the Elohim, that's written in the Pasuk, is only talking about only until you actually serve them. So therefore, that's what that would be. Shema Elohim's law. By Goyim, for the Avodah Zarah to be Asur, it has to be served. Just like the Kelim that they're using for the Avodah Zarah. It's achi avdu. So to Elohim, achi avdu. He makes a hekesh. What's it going to be? What does Akiva do? So Rabbi Akiva says that Avodah Zarah to give him is asur immediately. So what do they do with this pasuk? Telo makish. He does not make this hekesh between kelim and their gods. Amar lecha et hefsik anyan. Two different subjects. When it says asher atem yurshim otam et Elohim, the et separates the two subjects. The et separates the law of the kelim to the law of the gods. The kelim have the law. And the gods have a law. There's no hekesh. Rabbi Ishmael, Ashkechan, Avodat Kuchavim, Sheel Oved Kuchavim, De'en Asura, Ad Shita'abed. Good, so you showed me, Rabbi Ishmael, your first opinion. That Avodat Kuchavim of an Ogoy is not Chayav until he actually serves the Avodat Zarah. The Yisrael Asura Miyad Minale. How do you know the opposite? How do you know that Yisrael's Avodat Zarah is Asura immediately? Well, it's a Sevarahu. Logic. What's the logic? From the fact that we needed a pasuk to go out of its way to tell me that avodat kuchavim of a goy is asur only until you actually serve it, we needed a pasuk to come and teach you that. Must be that avodat zav says asur immediately. Why do you wait to tell me it's asur only achetavid? Must be davka of an avodat zarah of a goy. Masheiken avodat yisrael of yisrael is asur miyad. That's what the Gemara is. It's trying to say like that now. So comes the Gemara says, oh, so we'll see. So comes the Gemara says, who told you that you tell me in Avodah Kochavim of Yisrael Zasud Miyad? Emma Yisrael Klal Uklal Lo. Maybe Avodah Yisrael is not Zasud at all. Who told you that Avodah Zarav Yisrael Zasud at all? The Gemara says, Hashta Giniza Baya Itzure Lo Metzera. The law is Avodah Zarav Yisrael, there's no bituth. So what do you have to do with it? Avodah Zarah goy, you can make bitul on it. You can nullify it. Avodah Zarah, if you say there's no bitul, so what do you do with it? You have to put it in Giniza, you have to bury it. So the Gemara says, you tell me you have to bury it, but there's no Isur Hana'a? Of course it's Isur Hana'a. It's even more strict. If you're telling me it's you have to bury the item, there's no bitul on it, certainly the item itself becomes Isur Hana'a. Okay, but who told you it's worse than Ovet Kuchavim? Maybe the Avodah Zarah v'Yisrael is like Ovet Kuchavim, only until you serve it. Amar Kera v'etchaptatchem asher asitem et ha'egel. When the Jewish people worship the egel, it says asher asitem et ha'egel. That you did the egel, that you worshipped the egel. Mish'at, I'm sorry, not worship, asitem, that you made the egel. That means the Yisur is what? Right after you make it, not only after you serve it. Mish'at asiya kamle bechet. That from the time that they made it already, it says ve'et hatatchem. So that's what Bishmael learns, that Avodah Yisrael of a Jew is immediate when they make the egel, from the egel. Who told you? Maybe that's the sin. Maybe the Jew gets a sin from the time that he makes it, but it's maybe it doesn't become a suit till you actually serve it. Could be two different items. Could be there's a sin on the guy, and then this the item ends up becoming a suit. So when it says ve'etchatatchem, your sin that you did the egel, you get the sin from the time you made it, but the item doesn't become a suit until you actually worship it. You have no proof of that pasuk. Says no. Amar kera arur aish ashin yase pesel umasecha. Cursed is the man that makes a pesel. Says mishat asiya kam lebarur. Again, you see. The guy's cursed from the time that he makes it. Give us the same point. Maybe, yeah, he's cursed at the time that he made it. However, it's surel lo metzera. But he's not a sur until after. The Torah says, no, to'avat Hashem ketiv. The Torah says that it's a to'aiva. At the time that he made it, it's already called a to'aiva. Even though he didn't worship it yet. Unless he's to'aiva is an abomination. And like, you see what? That it must be asur by Israel, because it says to'aiva at the time that he made it. Therefore you learn from that, according to Bishmael, Avodah Zarah v'Yisrael is asur miyad. Rabbi Akiva, so how does Rabbi Akiva learn? Because Rabbi Akiva learns that Avodah Zarah v'Yisrael is only asur until you actually worship it. What does it do with this pasuk? Davar ha-mevili de to'aiva. It means this item can bring to a to'aiva if he worships it. Not that it's a to'aiva. It'll become a to'aiva if the Jew eventually worships it. But it's not a to'aiva until he actually worships it. Look, that's the Mishmar Shita. Now we go to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, Avodat Kuchavim, Shel Oved Kuchavim. That's Sura Miyad Minale. Now we go the other way. How do we know Kot Rabbi Akiva? Avodah Zarah of a Goy is a Sur Miyad. Amar Ola Amar Kera. Pesile Elohim Tisrefun Baish. What does it mean? Pesile Elohim. Their gods, this you should burn. What is it? Pesile. Mishepaslu Naasa Elawa. Mishepaslu, when they chiseled it. Pesile. Like Psolecha. From the time of the chiseling, meaning the time that they fashioned them, Tisrefun Baish. So you see, the Avodah Zarah of a Goy is Asur. Miyad, Mishat, Pisul, from the time that they fashioned it, they chiseled it. V'idach, what is the other rabbi? What does the Mishmael do with this? Home of Elilich, the Tani of Yosef. The Tani of Yosef. Minayin Ovet Kuchavim, Sheposel Eloho. He learns the word Pesile Elohim, that they can posel it. That a goy is able to mevatel his Avodah Zarah. How do we know that a goy has the ability to nullify his Avodah Zarah? Shneimar Pesile Elohim, Tisrefun Baish. That what? Pesile Elohim. That they have the ability to be posel. Oh, good question. So why do you have to burn it? Umash Vashalimu do Mamilat Elohim. So some learn the pasuk is from Elohim. Hainu she'en mitzvah lesrof et ha-pesilim ela k'sheguim noagim v'em ke'eloah. Pesile Elohim. When they treat it like their gods, but when they don't treat it like their gods, you don't have to burn it. But it's the pesile, it's their god. It must be that they're not treating it like their god, it means they mevatel it. So it's from the Elohim. Then already we can learn how the stifun works. Oh, so it was v'idach. Oh, so according to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva learned the word pesile Elohim is from when they chiseled it, it becomes asud. How does he learn the law of bitul? So it says, "V'idach nafkadim deShmuel, deShmuel rameh ketiv." Shmuel brought a contradiction. Ketiv, one pasuk says, "Lo tachmod kesef bezav aleihem." You cannot covet the money and the gold and the silver they put for the Avodah Zarah. Uchtiv bilakachtalach, but the pasuk says you can take it. Make up your mind. One pasuk says you can't take the Avodah Zarah, the stuff that they put for the Avodah Zarah. Another pasuk says you can't take it. Haketzad, paslo leeloa, lo tachmod. Which means, paslo le'eloah, if they chiseled to the God, then you can't take, because it belongs to the God. paslu me Eloah, but if they were possessed from being a god, meaning they made bitul, velakachta lach, the way you could take it, which means Rabbi Akiva learns the pasuk double. When it says pesile Elohim, pesile Elohim means from when they chiseled it. But how is it you can make bitul? Because we have a stira on pesukim. One pasuk says you can't take the avodah zarah, no tahmud, you cannot cover it. No, the pasuk says velakachta lach. Make up your mind. Can you take it or can't you take it? When they chiseled it, it's asur. But when they mevatel it, you can't take it. So you see that the betul works. Oh, so therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, the word pisile Elohim, he's learning double language. Pisile can mean melashon psul, to mevatel it, and he can learn the word pisile as chiseling. He learns both chiddushim from the same pasuk, that there's an inyan of bitul, but it's asur from the time that they actually make it. Rabbi Akiva, good. Ashkechan avodat kuchavim shlovod oved kuchavim tasudah miyad. Good. So you found the quote of Rabbi Akiva that avodah zara of a goy is asur miyad. The Yisrael ad shtavid min alan. How do you know that avodah zara of Yisrael is asur until they worship it? Amar Yehuda Amar Kera besam baseter. It says, Arur, cursed is a Jew that takes the Avodah Zarah and he puts it in private. What is he doing in private? Aj yaseh la devarim shebaseter. Until he worships it, because a person usually worships Avodah Zarah in private, because he doesn't want the Beit Din to catch him, because if the Beit Din catches him, they're going to give him sekila. So therefore it says, Arur asher yaseh peslo masecha besam baseter. Meaning, and he put it in seter, meaning he put it in private, meaning he worshipped it. So you see, the Jews not chayav only until he worships it. V'idacha, so what is the B'Yishmael with this pasuk? How do you know that Avodah Zarah of a Jew, there's no bitul on it? Immediately once he worships it, or whatever it is, you need to put it in Geniza. You cannot make bitul. How do you know that? Shenemar v'sam b'seter. The Bible says, put it in seter, put it in a hiding place. Meaning you cannot mevatel it, you have to put it in seter. V'idacha, how does the B'Akiva know that you put it in Geniza? How do we know that Avodah Zarah of Yisrael needs Geniza? Lot Tita Lecha Asherah Kod Etz Etzel Mizbayah or Mizbach Adwecha. Do not plant an Asherah next to the Mizbayah. What do you mean? You can't plant an Asherah anywhere. Why would you juxtapose Asherah next to the Mizbayah? To teach you. Now Mizbayah Ta'un Geniza. Just like the Mizbeah. If the Mizbeah became Tameh, you have to put it in Ginizah. So I can have an A from the Mizbeah. So to Avodah Zarah Yisrael, once it becomes Avodah Zarah, you have to put it in Ginizah. So he learns it from the juxtaposition Asherah and Mizbeah. V'idacha, what does the B'Yishmael learn from that juxtaposition? Because he learns that Ginizah from Basam Basetet. So what does it do with the Asherah Mizbeah Derash? V'idacha, how mev'ele lich nishtakish. Anybody that establishes a judge in Bedin that is not befitting, it's like he planted a tree for Avodah Zarah. Because Torah tells us you have to appoint judges. What's the pasuk right before it? Don't plant for yourself an Asherah. So what do you see from over here? You see that the Torah is clearly telling you that if a person actually it's Pesukim after it. This one's Pesuk Yud Chet and one's Pesuk Chaf Aleph. But what is the Torah juxtaposing the law of Asherah to Shofetim to teach you? That anybody that appoints a bad judge, it's like he planted an Asherah. So that's what it says. Lo titah lecha Asherah etzem mizbach Hashem Elohecha. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi, ubemekom tamidei hachamim ki'ilu nat'o etzel mizbayach. Oh, he says even a stronger than Hashem over here. He says, and if they appoint a judge in a place where there's Tamidei HaChamim, which means, let's say you had real Hakim that you could have appointed, and instead of appointing a real Hakam, you had qualified people, and still you went and you chose somebody that's not Agun, then already it's the Mizbeah. It's like you planted the Asherah next to the Mizbeah. I mean, the first case is Sam. A guy appointed a judge that's not Ra'ui, it's like you planted an Asherah. But with this Tamidei HaChamim available, it's like you planted the Asherah next to the Mizbeah. The Asherah is the bad judge, and the Mizbeah is the Tamid HaCham. Shnei Emar, Etzel Mizbeah. That's the pasuk. Lot is ba'al hakatsha, etzim is ba'al hashem uheka. Don't plant for yourself a bad judge in Asherah next to the Mizbeah. Tamin Hakam is compared to a Mizbeah. So just like the Mizbeah is kapara for the Jewish people, so through Tamid HaChemim are kapara for the Jewish people. So that's what Rabbi Ishmael learns with the pasuk, for the pasuk. So Rabbi Akiva learned for the pasuk that Ma Mizbeah Asur Bahana needs Giniza, so too Avodah Zarah of a Jew needs Giniza. How does Rabbi Ishmael learn Giniza? From Vesam Basetet. Put it in Setet. Oh, what does Rabbi Akiva learn from Vesam Basetet? He learns that you're not Hayav Avodah Zarah of a Jew until you actually worship, because Jewish people would worship the Avodah Zarah Basetet. Also, what does he learn from what does Rabbi Ishmael learn from the Asherah Mizbeah? To teach you that if you plant a bad judge, it's like you plant, when it's Tamid HaChemim, it's like you planted an Asherah next to the Mizbeah. Okay, new case. Ritech kli la'avodat kuchavim mahu. What did I do? Ritech, he had la'avodat kuchavim a keli. It was broken. So he banged it out like it was dented. So ritech, he took his hammer and he fixed it. He took the dents out. What's the deen? She says, kli shenishbar. Vekish alav bekurnas. And he banged it with the kurnas. Kurnas is the hammer. Until he smoothed it out and he took out the dent, then it pashet, then it pigimato, you fix the pegam. What's the status of such a kid? Can you use it or not? Which means it was a surbana, obviously. This was Avodah Zarah. And now what happened to it? It was a mishamesh for Avodah Zarah. It was a service. We used it as a service of Avodah Zarah. But maybe when it broke, it loses its item. Now they've fixed it. Does the Isur go back? So the Gemara says, before we analyze the question, it's a Mishamesh.
No,
but he didn't use it. It was a Mishamesh from Avodah Zarah. It broke. They fixed it again. Does the Isur Hana'ah come back? But the question is first, who does it belong to? Whose item? Is it the Jews? Is it a Goy? Give us the case first. Well, let's start. Avodat Kuchavim Deman. Whose Avodat Kuchavim is this over here? The Gemara says like this. Idema avodat kochavim, de oved kochavim. Let's say belong to a goy. Rav says, ben Rabbi Ishmael, ben Rabbi Akiva, mishamshe avodat kochavim. It's clear this is not avodah zarah, it's a service to avodah zarah. Mishamshe avodat kochavim, en asurim ad she'avdu. She's the machloket in Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Ishmael, only on the avodah zarah itself. Machloket. When does it become asur? Does it become asur miyad or does it become asur achi yavir? But everybody agrees by the mishamish with Avodah Zarah, it's only asur until they actually serve it. So in this case, when they didn't serve it yet, so there's no she'ela. There's no isur in this case over here. They didn't serve it. Also, ve'ela Avodah Chavim di Israel. Also, must be told by that this belonged to a Jew. Now, adibad v'man, according to who? If you tell me it's a quote of Akiva, hashta higufa lo mitzarat sheta'aved mishamshea mebaya. According to the Akiva, if the Avodah Zarah itself is not a suit until they actually serve it, the mishamish is going to be worse. This kid is being served to the Avodah Zarah, so we cannot be called that sheta either. The era, so we pinpointed it. Ariba derebi Ishmael the amar asura miyad. So the case is like this. According to Rabbi Ishmael, that says the Avodah Zarah of a Jew is asur immediately. Mai mishamshin mishamshin gamrinan. Do we learn mishamshin from mishamshin? Ma hatam adchi avdu avhacha adchi avdu, which means by a goy, by a Israel. What's the deen according to Rabbi Ishmael? Asura miyad. Right? Asura b'davodah zarah is asur miyad. But the mishamshim is going to be asur adche te'aved. So do we learn, just like the mishamshim of a goy is adche te'aved, so the mishamshim of a Yisrael also is adche te'aved? That's one side of the question. Again, according to Rabbi Ishmael, Avodah Zarah of Israel Zasur Miyad. Okay. But this is not Avodah Zarah of Israel. This is a Mishkeli. This is a Keli. So I know what's the deen. So I'll give you this question like this. Do we learn Mishamshim from Mishamshim? Do I say, just like the Mishamish of a Goy is not Asur Ad Sheta'aved, so to the Mishamish of Israel is not Asur Ashatamid, or Dilma Mine Gamar, or maybe no, learn from the Yisrael itself. Mahi asunah miyad, Abishav Shah Sun Miyad. Just like Abu Dhabi says Asun Miyad, Sutur Misham Shiv is Asun Miyad. And therefore, once you fix the Keli, it's gonna be it'll be forbidden. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, so again, get the Safek, according to this. You had a Keli. Let's get the case slowly. It was a Mishamish for Abu Dhazara. They served it for Abu Dhazara. Not itself was Abu Dhazara. They served it as a Keli to serve the Abu Dhazara. It broke. They went, they took the hammer, he banged it out again, he fixed it. Oh, it's Gemara Subhana. Now, but you didn't, since you fixed it, you didn't use it yet. So the Gemara wants to know, well, do you learn Mishamshim from Mishamshim? That just like Mishamshim of Avodat Kochavim, it's not until they use it, so too Mishamshim of Yisrael, not until they use it. Or do you say, no, learn from Yisrael to Yisrael. Just like the Avodat Zarah of Yisrael is Asun Miyad, so too the Mishamshim of Yisrael is Asun Miyad. And once you fix it, then it's going to be for the Kavanah for Mishamshim, so we Asun Miyad. So come on, so wait. Before you continue this discussion, my idea, the kamevay leritich. Would you give me a funny case then? You had a keli and it broke and you fixed it. Kli tivayle. Exactly. Ask a regular case of kli. What are you going to give me a case where you broke it for? Just give me. Which means tivayle asa. You made a keli. Why do you have to confuse the situation? You had a keli, it broke, you hammered it. So give me a simple case. You made a keli for Abu Dhazara. What do you got to get in? What does breaking help me from this case over here? Just make, what's your point? Your point is like this. A keli that was made to serve the Abu Dhazara, is it a sun miyad? Or is it a sun until you actually serve it? That's your question. So the Gemara is simple then. Kli tifayle, asa, you made a keli. No, you have a keli, it broke, you fixed it. What would confuse me with that? If your essence is the keli itself is used for, is it a sumiyad or not? Says Rabbi Meruna. So Gemara says, Rabbi Meruna says, Mishum Tum'a Yishana Kavivayle. Oh, because there's another issue up here. The idea of Tum'a. Old Tum'a. Netnan, Kli Matichot. You have a metal keli. Pishutein umkabelim temeim. Good. Whether it's a metal keli that has a kli kibud, has a receptacle, or it's pishutei keli matechet, it's just a flat keli matechet, they're both susceptible to receive tum'ah. Temeim, they receive tum'ah. Nishtaberu, let's say you have a keli matechet that became tameh. What's the deen? It broke. Taharu, they become tahor. Hazru v'asan kelim, or you refashion it to make it a keli. What happens? Yazeru. The tum'ah yishana, hadush. The tum'ah comes back. That's the law that the rabbis made up. So it's called tum'ah yishana. The old tum'ah comes back. The achi kamibayad. Oh, now wait. Now we remember we learned the law that the rabbis put a tum'ah on avodah zara. The rabbis had a pasuk and they learned from the pasuk derash. Avodah zara, we're treating it like a shekets, and all. We're treating it like a tum'ah. So the Gemara's question is like this. Kihadra tum'ah. When do you say this concept that tum'ah comes back on an item? Hani midi de tum'ah deoraita. Maybe that's only on a tum'ah deoraita. Like klima tichet is tamim in a Torah. Aval tum'ah de rabbanan lo. But maybe tum'ah de rabbanan doesn't come back. So his question was like this. Yeah, the kid of avodah zara. Is it tamim? Yes. Tamim de rabbanan. It broke. Once it broke, the tum'ah goes off. Now you fixed it. Does the tum'ah come back? What you really think about this question is, this inyan of tum'ah yishana, do you save by tum'ah de rabbanan? Does the tum'ah de rabbanan return? So comes the Gemara and says, o dilma lo shena, or maybe it doesn't make a difference. Now the only question is like this. So why would you ask me a question by tum'ah avodah zara, which is tum'ah de rabbanan? Ask me stam. If your question is on tum'ah yishana, ask me a simple question. That which you teach me tum'ah yishana is by deoraita. Does it apply to tum'ah de rabbanan? There's other types of tum'ah de rabbanan. Why are you specifically asking me the question by tum'ah of avodah zara? The keli broke and you refixed. Just ask me stam. I know the law of tum'ah yishana, that if the keli broke and you refixed it, tum'ah deoraita goes back. Does it work by tum'ah de rabbanan? Just ask me a simple question. Why do you have to ask me Avodah Zarah? He goes, Hada Migo Hada Kame Ba'ele. Which means it's one question within another question. And ask the question like this: Tum'ah Derabanan mi Hadra or lo Adam? That was the first question. Does Tum'ah Derabanan come back when you fix the kilu or not? The Imtim Silobar lo Hadra. And if you tell me it doesn't come back, Tum'ah Davodat Kochavim. Mishum Chumra Davodat Kochavim. Mishaber Rabanan Ketum'ah Doraita or lo? Tiku. And if you tell me that by Tum'ah Derabanan there's no such thing as the Tum'ah coming back, what about Tum'ah Avodah Zarah? That it's a Derabanan, but maybe it's a Hamur Tum'ah that they treat it like a Deoraita, even in that Tum'ah Derabanan? Tiku. So that was the Gemara's basic question. You have a Keli?
So it's not a question of Avodah Zarah at all?
Right, it's not Avodah Zarah question, Tum'ah question. It's a double question, actually.
The first question is Tam.
Avodah Zarah, a Keli of an Avodah Zarah, is it a Sur? Miyad or from when you worship it, when you use it. That's a good question. But if that was the only question, you could have just said kili shel avodat kohanim. What do you have to say? Kili shiritek, it broke and you refixed it. Must be there's a deeper question being asked over here. The deeper question is the tumah went off. Does the tumah come back on? So wait, tumah go back on. We know already. You have a kli matechet, stamet. Broke, Tumah goes off, fix it, Tumah comes back off. Well, that's why Tumah Deoraita. That's Tumah Yishanan by Deoraita. But by the Rabbanans, maybe it doesn't come back. Good, so it's a simple question. Does it go back by the Rabbanans? We did ask that, we asked like this. By the Rabbanan, does it go back? And if you're going to tell me it doesn't go back, the Tumah Avodah Zarah, which is also the Rabbanan, maybe it's more strict. And we're going to treat it like a Deoraita, and if it might come back or not, Tiku, the Rabbanan leaves it in A. Tiku. Gemara continues. Ba'amine Rabbi Yohanan Rabbi Yanai. Next question. Rabbi Yohanan Rabbi Shehla. Tikrovet avodat kochavim shel ochalim. You bought a korban for the avodah zara. Becomes asur b'hana'a. Tum'at avodah zara. Achari per tum'a on it. But it's food stuff. Ba'am. What's the question? Mimahan yale bitu le taharinu metum'a. Could you make bitul on the item? Although, guy took a piece of bread and he put it in front of the Avodah Zarah. Shimush. The Krovet Avodah Zarah. Can you make bitul on an item that you sacrificed for the Avodah Zarah? So the Gemara asks, what are you talking about? You want to know, can you make bitul on a Krovet of Avodah Zarah? B'tiv'el le'kelim. Ask a simple question. Can you make bitul on the kelim? Well, you have to jump the food stuff first. Now, the kelim that you use for Avodah Zarah, to serve the Avodah Zarah, can you make bitul on it or not? Because kelim, look at me by it. Kelim, I don't have a question. Kevan di'it lehu tahara b'migveh. Since you can make tahara in the migveh, some, the kelim that have the tumah of Avodah Zarah, how do you get the tumah off? They put it in the migveh. Tum'ah nameh batla. So I can say what? That the tum'ah will also go off. Ki kamibaya le ochrin. But I'm asking why food stuff. Food stuff you cannot put in the mikveh. Look at Ashi. Tekrovet avodat kuchavim. Go 10 lines up. Tekrovet avodat kuchavim shel ochalimau. Mi salkat tum'ah minayu. That's the shayla. Al yedin bitul olo. Which means if you mevatel it, will the tum'ah go off the food stuff? So the Gemara says, "What do you jump into food stuff? Tibeil lekelim shishdameshu bemadar chavim isalka tumaminayu kikad isalka isura." Which means, when you make bitul, the isura na'a goes off. Does the tumah go off as well? What is the question by kelim? Says kevan di itle tara kishar tumot bemikveh. Which means, a regular keli, can you dip it in the mikveh? Yes. So I'll say by regular keli, when you make bitul on it, that's like the mikveh. Which is, since mikveh helps stop by a regular keli, so I can argue. When a guy has a keli, you should have Avodah Zarah. Now the guy comes and says, mevatel it. Good, you mevatel it, that's like you dipped it in the mikveh, and therefore talking about by food stuff, when mikveh doesn't help, so maybe the bitul can take off the isur hana'ah, but it remains bitum'ah. That was the question he asked. Not the pesel, the item.
So meaning the goy still holds the peso, but he's never tell the item?
The keli, exactly. The keli that he used for this item, exactly. So the Gemara says, well, v'tiv'ele avodat kochavim gufa. What did you jump to the Mishamshim for? Ask the question on the Avodah Zarah itself. Which means, Avodat Kogari, you guys worshipping a piece of bread. This is food stuff. Correct? Which means, there's no tara for a piece of bread. So therefore I'll say, even if he's mevatel, maybe the item remains metumah. Says Avodat Kochavim Gufah Lo Mebayale. I'm not asking why if it's Avodat to itself. Kevan Di Isura Batil Tum'ana Mebatla. I don't know if she'ela on that. Since the Isur, can you mevatel the Avodat Zarah? Absolutely. So once I mevatel the Isur, the Tum'ah goes off Vadai. That's not a she'ela. Ki Kamebayale Tikrobet Avodat Kochavim Shel Ochalin Mai. Kevan Di Isura Lo Batil Kirav Gidal. We learned earlier, Rav Gidal held a tekrovet of Avodah Zarah, there's no bitul. Yes, which means you can only mevatel the Avodah Zarah itself. But Rav Gidal taught us that you cannot mevatel the actual the tekrovet for the Avodah Zarah. That remember he taught us in the case over the body Markulis. Markulis was the stones. Correct. So they took the rocks and they threw them over. That was the krovet Avodah Zarah. And then they took these stones over and they used them for pavement. So we had a shela. Some rabbis used to walk on them. Some rabbis didn't walk on them. So the shita that didn't walk on the pavement held because this is a tekrovet of Avodah Zarah. And a tekrovet of Avodah Zarah bitul doesn't have, but therefore remains the isur. Okay, fine. So according to that shita, have Avodah Zarah. Guy, what's the Sivara? Why can I mevatel the krovet? We could go see back. We can go see back what was his logic was. On Nun Amud Rishon, we go to Nun Amud Rishon. It's the first white line. The Amar of Gidal. Amar of Hayah, but you still want to be Minayin. The Kodah of 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 the Pasuk. Is they worship Baal Peor, but you close the Chemetim. And they ate the korbanot of the peor that's called zefem metim, just like a met. You can't take the tumah off a met. You can't take tumah off of a. You can't take the isur off of a tekrobet. It's not the katuv. Just like zefem metim, ma met in lo bitul olami. Can you mevatel a met? No. So you can't mevatel the tekrobet avodah zarah. The pasuk he has. Okay, fine. In lo bitul me'olam. Oh, so now his shaila was like this. Now that you're telling me, according to Rav Gidal, the krovet Avodah Zarah is no bitul, tumah nami lo batla. So therefore, when you are mevatel it, maybe the tumah won't go off of it as well. Or dilma isu deolaita lo batil tumah rabbanan batil. This the krovet Avodah Zarah is isu deolaita. Yes. Now the guy comes along and says, "I need mevatel it." According to Rav Gidal, nothing. I said, well, what's nothing? You can't mevatel the isur deoraita shemo. The tumah that's on is tumah de rabbanan. Maybe for the tumah de rabbanan, it'd be two worse. What's the difference? If a guy touches it, is he tamei? I don't know. Is the tumah on the item? So again, you get the sheila. The guy went by Avodah Zarah. We have no sheila. Can I make bitul on Avodah Zarah? Absolutely. Once I make bitul the isur, the tumah goes off. So you can put it in the mikveh. No problem. Leave that. Sheila is by what? Tikrovet Avodah Zarah. Tikrovet Avodah Zarah. En lo bitul. Ah, en lo bitul. Oh, by other types of items, I could come along and say what? The original question was Kerim lo kame bayale. Why? Kivan diit le tarab be mikveh tumana mi batla. That Kerim items. You can dip them in the mikveh. So even if you have tumat Avodah Zarah on them, you can mevatel them. That wasn't a shayla either. But food stuff, you can dip in the mikveh. So maybe the bitul doesn't help. So he was away. What are you asking by Mishav? It's by Avodah Zarah itself. Avodah Zarah itself, we know you can make bitul, no problem. The question is by food stuffs of the krovet. According to Rav Gidal, that says what? The krovet remains asur. Always, can you take the tumah off? That Gemara says what? Tiku. So it's Avodah Zarah atzma afilu shel ochlin. Since the bitul works, the bitul takes off the tumah. No problem. Avat tekrovet shel ochlin, שאין ביטול מועילה לעניין איסור וגם אין התארה במקבל.
You have to say
the two things. Number one, you can't mevatel it, and number two, mikveh doesn't help because he's only asking by foodstuffs. Answer your question. Take a rock of tekrobet. A rock. He didn't ask a question on it. Even though according to Rav Gidlin, you cannot mevatel the rock, but since you could put it in a mikveh to get the tara off, when you make bitul, I'll say it to tomorrow's because the bitul is like a mikveh. Even though the bitul doesn't take off the isur, but here by foodstuff, bitul doesn't work and mikveh doesn't work. You're all for two. Therefore, you had a she'elah. You made bitul on a foodstuff. Does the tum'ah go off? Yes or not? Again, what's the two problems with food? Number one, there's no bitul by the krobit. And number two, food does not shayach to mikveh. The Gemara says, tichu. The Gemara lives in an A and a bayin. That's really how I never.
The Gemara continues, ba'amineh. Rabbi Yosef ben Shaul, Rabbi Kelim Shishimshu behem beBet Honyo. Bet Honyo was a Bet HaMikdash actually that the son of Shimon HaTzadik built. He ran away to Mitzrayim from his brother. There was a mahlok with him and his brother, and he built over there a Mizbeach. In Mitzrayim, he built a Bet HaMikdash, like a model. It's mahloket if he built it for Avodah Zarah or he built it L'Shem Shamayim. Okay, let's keep that mahloket in mind. So what I want to know now, Ma'ush Yishtamshu Behen Bebet HaMikdash, can you use the Bet Bezbeach from Bet Honyo for the Bet HaMikdash? You have to ask this question only according to the opinion that says it wasn't for Avodah Zarah, because if it was built for Avodah Zarah, there's no She'elah. Of course you cannot use the Bezbeach for the for the Bet HaMikdash, correct? She says that Dalibad the Madam Davat Kukavimi Lokabaya the Hashtag Hidyot Asun, right? So not even for a Hidyot, even for a regular guy. Kidaba learned the Kinush Kavim, can do the Benagavo Bebaya, because we're not saying you can't use it for Gavoa. Ditnan, so we have a Mishnah. What does it say in the Mishnah? It says, Kohanim Shishimshu Bebet Honyo, the Kohanim that served in Bet Honyo, Lo Yishimshu Bemikdash Shibirushalayim. They cannot serve in the Bet HaMikdash for Jerusalem. Even though it wasn't Avodah Zarah place, it was like a kenas. You worked in Bet Honyo, that's it, you're penalized, you cannot work in the Bet HaMikdash. And it goes without saying, if a Kohen worked for a Davar Ahed, if he worked for an Avodah Zarah place, for sure he cannot work in the Bet, even if he made Teshuvah, he cannot work in the Bet HaMikdash. Now she says, ve'en tzirik lomar davar ahed, kohanim shishimshu la'avodat kohavim, en tzirik lomar shelo yishimshu od le'mikdash, תכתיב ביחזקאל יען אשר ישרתו אותם לפני גילוליהם וכתיב בתל לא יגישו אליי כהן לי ותכבר אין צריך לומר דבר אחר. The fact that it says and it, does, it goes without saying עבודה זרה means בית חוניו וזר עבודה זרה, because it's like two things. Anybody that worked in בית חוניו and also who did עבודה זרה, two different cases. So בית חוניו clearly was not according to this opinion עבודה זרה. So the question is what? כהנים הוא דקנסין הוא לבנן. Maybe the rabbis only were kenasing the kohanim, that they can't work in the Bet HaMikdash Meshum, because they have da'at. What are you serving in Bet Honyo for? About kelim, no. But the kelim, it's not their fault if they serve in the Bet Honyo. They didn't do anything wrong. Kelim don't have da'at. Therefore, maybe you don't kenas, and you can use the kelim for Bet HaMikdash. Or dilma lashira, maybe there's no difference. That's the Gemara's question. Amale asurinim. It's asur, he told him. Who's asking the question again? This is Ba'amir Rabbi Yosef ben Shaul Rabbi. Rabbi said it's asur. Only problem is with Mikra, Haya Biyadenu, there was a pasuk that I learned that it was asur from, v'shachachnu, but I forgot it. But there's a pasuk that says it's asur. Etive, so you had a question. Kol kelim asher hizniyah hamelech Ahaz b'malchuto b'ma'alo echanu v'kdeshanu. So it says, Ahaz was the king of Hizkiyah Melech. And what did he do? He went and he made all the Bet HaMikdash Avodah Zarah. So it says, all the kelim asher hizniyah hamelech Ahaz, Ahaz was mazniyah that pushed away from Avodah Zarah, the Malchuto, the Ma'alo when he was Mu'el. So what did they do to these kelim? Hechano v'kdeshano. What do these words mean? My love, hechano dat velinu. They prepared them, meaning they dipped them in the mikveh. Hechdeshano dat deshishinu. And then they re-sanctified them. So what do you see over here? That even though it was used, let's say, for Avodah, even Avodah Zarah, dipped it in the mikveh, they used it again. So of course again for Bet Honyo, it's not going to be worse. So when the bee heard this pasuk, he says, Baruch atal shabaim, you should be blessed. That's the pasuk I was looking for. You returned for me my lost object. From that pasuk, I learned that it's asur.
Right.
Why? Hechanu, you know what hechanu means? Sheganazum. They put him in Giniza. That's what it means, hechanu. Vegdashnu, shegdashnu, achayim tahtem. And we sanctified new kelim instead. So adrabah, from that pasuk over there, it reminds me that it's asur. Because bottom line, in that case over there of Ahaz, it really wasn't Avodah Zarah. Why wasn't it Avodah Zarah? Look at Rashi. Mikra haya bedenu. Bahanach davonet kuchavim deheka de bedorai tahave behutama letera. Kansinu rabbanan. Afagav delam bened de'aninu. Hakanami afagav delam bed avonet kuchavim. Do mesele bedorai. Kansinu rabbanan bekin kohanim. Okay, kol hakenim. Kohanim shebimi haskiya. Hayu magidin lo kol hakenim shetam bekin 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 shetam used for Avodah Zarah. Hechanu v'gdashu. By the way, hechanu that begin with Tumat Avodah Zarah. V'gdashu v'gdashinu. Shehazru u'mashkum. They re-sanctified them b'shem in HaMishchara, she says. Alma, kema de Medoraita, lo mitziri. Medoraita, these killings were not asur, by the way. Even Ahaz worshipped them for Avodah Zarah, used them for Avodah Zarah. You know why? Da'egdashinu. They don't belong to him. V'en Adam osir eno shelo. You cannot osir something that doesn't belong to you. And therefore what? The rabbis came along and they said, we're not going to go zera on these kelim. The kelim and adora mutar.
Right.
And the rabbis didn't come along and osir the kelim to be used again, to be re-sanctified, because similarly, these kelim of that he wasn't worshipping them for Avodah Zarah, we're not going to kenas the kelim. That was the Gemara's original proof to say it's mutar. When the bee heard this pasuk, he says, ah, that's the pasuk that I learned in Tassur. Because I learned, what did they do with the kelim of Ahaz? Even though Medoraita, they weren't asur, they put them in Giniza, and then they re-sanctified new kelim. That's the pasuk that I forgot. Shigdashnu acharim tahtem. Aval hana katsu rabbanan v'gazum. But these kelim, they actually put in Giniza. Similarly, Betonio, they took the kelim and they put them in Giniza. You cannot use them for the Bet HaMikdash. That's the pasuk that the B was looking for. Let's bring an ayah for the bee. Mizrahi Tzifonit. What do they do in the office on the Mizrahi Tzifonit side? There's four lishkaot in the Beit HaMikdash in the corners. So there's one of the corners is the northeastern side where they had a lishka. What do they do in that office? Ba'ganzu be'hashmonai etavne ha-mizbayah. Over there they took the stones, the Hashmonai family of the Mizbayah. She'shaksu and she'yavan. She'yavan came along and they brought out with us on the Mizbayah. So in that office over there, they took the stones of the Mizbeah, they took it apart, and they put it in that place over there. What does it mean that they abominated? They abominated the Mizbeah for Avodah Zarah. So what do you see from over here? You see from over here that what? They didn't use it. They didn't reuse the, even though they can't defile the Mizbeah. It's not this to defile. But they're right, that's okay. But still what? Since already was defiled by the Yevanim, they didn't want to use it. Similarly, by Betonio, even though it's Medorait, that's not Asur, they were worshipping, the Isur of Betonio, eventually was Shotechutz, the ring corner outside the Beit HaMikdash. But the items themselves were not Avodah Zarah. Still, you see, Raya, we don't use them. Amar HaPapa, I don't mean Raya from the Hashmonaim. They had a special pasuk. Hatam kira ashkach v'darash. Dechtim uba uba piritzim. The piritzim came in, the robbers, the thieves, the Yevanim came into the Beit HaMikdash. Vehleluha. And they desecrated. By desecrating, it means by them coming in, they took the kiddushah off these items. And therefore, these items became chulim. And therefore, when they brought the Avodah Zarah on these items, they became Avodah Zarah. When piritzim take over the Beit HaMikdash, so the kelim become hefker. And once the kelim become hefker, they can mehalil them. And they can make them Avodah Zarah. So the pshat is why they had to put them in the Beit HaMikdash. It wasn't a knas. It's not pshat a knas. It's because they were really Avodah Zarah. So you have no rayat to bet honyo. So Gemara says, Amri. So what was the dilemma? Why did they have to take it apart and put it in the office? Amri, heki nabid, nitbirinu. Why don't they just break it, make bitul on the, or break it, take it out of its, have the green break, because the Jew cannot make bitul. Let the green break it, and then rebuild the mizbeah. What's the problem? Right, as Jesus, are you there of the Kuchamim? Because the Jew cannot be Vatel Avodah Zarah. Let the queen break it and we'll rebuild it. Right. Problem. Avanim Shelemot, Amar Rahmana. You gotta rebuild it. It's gotta be built from full stones. Once you break it, you broke the stones, you can't build the Mizrah from that. So he was, Ninsirinu. No problem. Shape them down. After you break the stones, sand them down and chisel them down to make them whole again. No, you can't chisel. You can't put the metal on the stones to chisel them. Forget about it. Don't use it for the mizbeah. Break the stones to mevatil and use it for yourself. Why'd they have to put it in the office?
Right,
don't use it for the mizbeah. Use it for yourself. Personal use. Milo amar avoshaya bikshul lignoz kol kesef v'zav sheba'olam. Amazing thing. And it was one point the rabbis wanted to osed all the gold and silver in the world. Why? Mishum kaspa v'da'ava sheyerushalayim. Because the gold and silver that was used in the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, for Hekdesh. Therefore they wanted, now the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. So maybe this piece of silver came from the Beit HaMikdash. So they wanted to send all the gold and silver of all the world. Rabinam ba, Yerushalayim havinu ba da'alma? What are you talking about? Is Yerushalayim the majority of the world? That you want to send all the gold and silver of the world because maybe it was in Jerusalem? Elamar abayi b'kshu dignoz dinra hadrayana turayna. A special coin that was minted in the times of Hadrian after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. Shiyafa Hadraina, let's read it correctly. Turaina Shaifa. That's Shaifa is old. An old coin. So you can't even tell the image on it. The old minted coins that you can't even see the image anymore on it. They wanted to say them. Why? Because could be he made those coins from the gold and silver of Jerusalem that was used for the Beit HaMikdash. So they wanted to send those coins. Understand? Yeah. Not all the silver in the world. Those specific gold and silver coins that were minted by Hadrian, why did they want to send them? Because maybe he used it from the gold and silver of the Beit HaMikdash. Ad shemasula mekrem la Torah shu mutar. Till they found the pasuk to say it's mutar. Uba uba piritzim b'haliluha. It clearly says what? That the piritzim came in. That once the Peritzim come into the into the Beit HaMikdash and they took the gold and the silver for the usage, and they desecrated it. Good. And therefore what? So therefore keep it. Oh, so therefore the Mizbeah. Back to the question. Once they came in, the Kiddushah goes off the stones.
Right.
So once the Kiddushah goes off the stones, they should be able to use it. Break it, meaning tibatel, just like they did to the coins. They broke it, they made coins out of it. That's bitul. And now, just like you're able to use the coins, you should be able to use the rocks, what they put in the office. However, those gold over there and silver, they never used it in service. For Gavoa. So therefore, once the Goyim took it and they made coins out of it, it's okay, it's mutar. But she'enkin, the Mizbeah, they use it for Korbanot Hashem. It's not kavod now for a hidyot to use something that was used for Gavoa, which is really, even a Torah, they were able to use it. But it wasn't dedicated. You're going to use now for your personal, the guy's going to put the rocks in his backyard for as a monument to pave his road from something that used to be the Mizbeah. So it's not nice. So therefore, irkhanem mutar. But the love or the hara, not problem. Shaking the gold over there, we don't no problem to use it.